Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In most parts of Japan, business has been disrupted by the earthquake, the tsunami, and the nuclear plant crisis. Many companies there are experiencing rolling blackouts, a temporary loss of electricity, and disruptions in shipping. So, what's it mean for the more than 300 Massachusetts firms that do business with Japan? WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has our story.
Japan is the state's fourth largest destination for exports. Massachusetts companies sent more than $2 billion worth of optical and medical instruments, industrial machinery, and other products to Japan last year. That's according to the World Institute for Strategic Economic Research.
It's a major export area.
Greg Stoller is a lecturer at the Carroll School of Management at Boston College, who specializes in Asia.
Now, in the wake of the trifecta of the tsunami, the earthquake, the nuclear problem, and now the yen-to-dollar exchange rate, I think it could be problematic for a while.
Some of the state's biggest companies have offices in Japan or are owned by Japanese firms. Millennium Pharmaceuticals, the network storage company EMC, and the semiconductor maker Teradyne are some of the largest employers in the Commonwealth. Even so, some Japanese companies in Massachusetts haven't felt much of an effect. Kawasaki Microelectronics in Wakefield, a semiconductor maker, says its production has not been slowed. Rika Denshi makes semiconductor test probes in its Attleboro facility and also in Tokyo. They ship small containers back and forth a few times each week. Larry Nelson, general manager, says they're having some shipping problems.
The only thing that's impacted us is that some of the common carriers that we use worldwide have discontinued deliveries to the northeastern portion of Japan.
Nelson says he doesn't expect the disruptions to result in losses for the company. Massachusetts companies also export drugs to Japan. Biogen Idec in Weston makes a drug to treat multiple sclerosis. Last year, sales of that drug were $69 million in Asia, primarily in Japan. Naomi Aoki, a spokeswoman for Biogen, says they're especially concerned about the patients and doctors in a large multiple sclerosis center that is close to the earthquake.
I think for us it's less a business concern than it is a concern about patients and making sure that patients can continue to get the drug that they need to treat their multiple sclerosis. But it's hard to imagine, given the situation on the ground there, that there wouldn't be some challenges involved.
Time is of the essence when it comes to facing these challenges, says Boston College's Stoller.
And with every day that passes, it's yet another hour, it's another day, it's another week that a company that does business with Japan can never recoup those losses.
For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.